Onondaga County's top Democrat is firing back at the Republican county controller over an investigation into the Democratic Election Commissioner's outside income, WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports.
Onondaga County Democratic Party Chair Pam Hunter suggests Comptroller Matt Beadnell's investigation of Democratic Elections Commissioner Dustin Zarny's work hours is partisan. Beadnell says politics aren't involved. After a tip, he started an investigation that shows Zarny working for Uber and Lyft for a total of 94 hours over an 18-month period. During the hours, the Board of Elections is open. Hunter says he alerted the Republican Party chair about the investigation, but not her. She suggests this is the kind of thing that turns citizens off from politics.
Quite frankly, when you're looking at a department that has a very, very, maybe one of the smallest budgets in the whole county, and this is where we are reviewing, when people are worried about roads and bridges and you know, streets crumbling and infrastructure, and this is where we are at, it is frustrating for, you know, citizens. They want to know that their taxpaying, you know, dollars is going to good oversight and not just frivolous political review.
She sent a letter to Beadnell that also asks him to investigate a tip she has about some county employees hitting the Bellevue golf course during working hours. She says she expects an equal amount of energy spent on that as the tip about Zarny. Onondaga County Executive Ryan McMahon says he won't comment on the dispute. However, he says this does expose an issue. While there are rules for elected officials regarding outside income, things are murkier for political appointees.
Because they are political in nature and what they do and how they get their jobs. If the legislature wants to look at outside income talk about policy relating to that, we're open to that discussion.
Beadnell turned the investigation over to the district attorney's office. DA Bill Fitzpatrick says while it seems inappropriate to be working two jobs at the same time, he says he does not know if it's criminal or the terms of Zarny's employment. Zarny has defended himself, saying his hours are flexible and he always puts more time in than the 35 hours a week he's required to. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.